Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening. The first question which pops into my mind as I look out the window, how's the pitch? Do we know?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to Graham, the groundsman, before. It's been obviously heavy day of rain today. Before he said it was very wet. But we know how good Broadhurst Park is. We're expecting more showers tonight and tomorrow morning. But, you know, I've seen that pitch go up with so much more. The demands that the pitch can put on itself due to the excellent drainage, etc. I'm confident the game's going to be on. I think someone said maybe a pitch inspection, but I'm confident the game will be on. The tricky thing is obviously we play 72 hours later against South Shields, and it's what's damaged is done to the pitch tomorrow, if any. But you know what the weather's like; it could change straight away, and you just never know. But you know, I'm focusing on kicking off at 3 o'clock tomorrow, unless told otherwise.
Excellent. I was going to say the beauty of doing this interview pre-recorded so it goes out tomorrow is if the match is on, you'll hear this interview. If it's not, probably you won't hear this interview. So it works out quite well for yeah. Neil, regardless. But we do have to talk about Tuesday night's match, and everyone's been buzzing about it ever since. It was one of those classic classic evenings watching FC United, and we've not had too many of them. You must have been blown away by that performance now you've had time to think about it.
The performance was excellent. My slight frustration is that, you know, we're talking about Alex Babos, we're talking about Jordan Buckley and the rest of them, and people are saying, oh, they need to sign players. And these players were done 2-3 weeks ago. We just couldn't get them over the line for reasons that were out of our control, you know. And Jordan wanted to, you know, needed to play in the FA Cup game against York on TV. Alex, you know, was in and around first team training, etc. So we knew, but I'm not going to just go and sign anybody. So people saying we're struggling at the top end of the pitch, etc. And you know, I know that. No one needs to tell me that. You know, I've already explained the reasons for it. But you just can't get players over the line. So you know, when you're introducing the likes of Babos, Buckley, Curran, on top of the players that are doing really, really well already, you know, I'm not saying it didn't surprise me the result, but some of the football didn't surprise me, because when you put really good footballers in there, they're gonna bring that. And the way we play, we're gonna create chances. What does amuse me, Ben, and I need to say it, is that you know, people criticise a 4-2-3-1, and the other night, you know, in a 4-2-3-1, we've made, you know, what, 15, 20 chances. So it's not about the formations; it's about the players that play in the formations. And you know, I had that joy previously at other clubs, and I'll have that joy again. At FC, you know, when you get really good players in, you know, they can kind of play in any formation. So no, listen, the performance was great. The 3 points was even better. And now it gives us a little bit of a platform after having one defeat in eight to try and kick on now.
It's nice as well what Paul Carden said in the press, that, you know, we've basically been beaten by a better side. And that bodes well as well, because we're all expecting Warrington to be at least in the top five, let's say. So for him to say that bodes very well for where we could end up potentially.
I mean, these are conversations I've had now. You know, Carden said we're one of the best sides he's played, if not the best side. The Hive manager said the same thing. The Morpeth manager said the same thing. And, you know, if you look in the top five, six, seven, we will be up there. Morpeth will be. Hyde probably will be, and Warrington will be. So, you know, the compliments, and they're really nice compliments. But, you know, what we've got to do is not pay too much attention to it. We've got to improve our league position. We've got to remain consistent. We've got to improve our home form. And although we're enjoying Tuesday night's win, it's all about tomorrow now for me. It's, you know, Tuesday night's gone. We've got 3 points. Great performance. But it's now what can we do at home? And, you know, we talked about that. You know, making Broadhurst Park a fortress, etc., and people raising the game when they come to us. But I think we're going into this game full of confidence, and I'm excited about certain people making their debuts at Broadhurst Park tomorrow. Jordan, Alex Curran, Babos, etc. So you know, I can't wait for 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Two games in 72 hours, as you said. South Shields on Tuesday, Bamber Bridge tomorrow, and obviously it's a. I'm right in saying this is the first time you've played them since you've joined us, isn't it? I'm right in saying that.
Yeah, it's
a weird one, that, isn't it? So this is got to be a bit of a weird one for you, I'd imagine.
I don't know, Ben. Honestly, I've said this to, like, the Lancashire Evening Post rang me up this week and was asking me about the game, and Tim asked me in the interview the other day. It doesn't feel like a weird game for me. I had a fantastic 10 years at Bamber Bridge as, you know, the second time around as a player, as a coach, as assistant manager to Crowe, who, you know, was one of my really good friends, not just in football, but in life as well. And then I got the opportunity to manage the club, and I did what I did. You know, we won a cup and we got promoted, and it was absolutely fantastic. And I've got to thank them for giving me that platform. But the minute FC United come knocking, it's a different kettle of fish. And I have to say that, and this is no disrespect to Bamber Bridge, etc. It's not at all. But the size of the club, the size of the fan base, the vision that the club has, it was a no-brainer for me. And I've never, ever, ever looked back. Never looked back and thought, I've made a bad decision. Even in the really tough times last season when I inherited what I inherited, you know, this club was and is definitely for me. And yeah, you know, people say, is it sentimental, etc. I don't want to sound, wrong when I say this, but no, for me, it's another game. It's another game. South Shields, another game, and I'm just looking forward to building on the back of Tuesday night's performance and really, you know, kicking on from here. It'd be nice to see certain players and your management team, etc. But my sole focus, Ben, is improving FC United, and it will remain that way.
And what about South Shields on Tuesday night? Obviously, last Tuesday we beat one of the title favourites in Warrington. South Shields are probably the other title favourite this season. What can we expect on Tuesday?
A massive 72 hours for different reasons. Obviously, we've got the, you know, the history factor with Bamber Bridge tomorrow, and then probably want us to put one over on the old manager and raising the game, etc. And then Tuesday night, you're taking on the only full time team in the league. You know, with a budget that could quite easily live in the conference, you know, in the National League. So two totally different games, but at the same time, a game that we'll look forward to. South Shields are going to be great. Graham Fenton, Lee Picton have done a great job there. But at the end of the day, it's 11 v 11. You know, they're beatable, we're beatable. Bamber Bridge are beatable, we're beatable. Again, it's who turns up on the night. And I think the way we can play, you know, the way we can play, I'm sure that Graham Fenton will do his homework. He'll talk to Paul Carden, and Paul Carden will give us, you know, a good review. They won't welcome coming to Broadhurst Park, and we're looking forward to it. To me, it's another game, it's another challenge. It's a how far have we come? Where are we now? Type thing. What do we need to do to be better? But it's two games at home. You know, it's two games at home, and you know, if I say I'm targeting 6 points, I'm targeting 6 points. If we get four, then brilliant. If we get less than four, then I'm going to be really disappointed.